Canto 14. The water moves from rim to center when a round container is struck from without. The water moves when it is struck again, but from within, the other way about, center to rim. This proof from science fell into my mind the instant that the soul, so glorious of Thomas, ceased to tell his story, because Beatrice took the role of speaker and was pleased to follow thus. This man requires, he may not tell you so in words or thought detectable by us, to reach into another truth's roots. Go, you lights, and tell him if you'll keep your bloom for all eternity as now you glow, your substance flowering. Should he assume that when at resurrection you arise, made visible, you will not fear the sight, seeing yourselves with ordinary eyes despite the fact that you remain this bright? Or do you think you won't be able to? Just as the singing dancers in a round, drawn on by joy, redouble what they do, lifting their voices as they spurn the ground with quickened steps, so these ones, as they flew, kindled by the devout oration's spark, showed new delight in how they turned and sang. Whoever grieves that we die in the dark down here to live alone would find that pang soon put to rest if he could see up there refreshment spill from the eternal source. They sang of one, of two, of how three share the rule of two and one, linked fields of force uncircumscribed though unified. This theme was sung three times by all of them. To such a melody, its beauty would not seem for any merit that it praised too much. And then I heard from that most sacred blaze of all the inner circle a soft voice that Mary might have heard with dazzled gaze from the angel sent down to announce God's choice. As long as there's a feast of heaven, just so long our love will generate these robes around us. For the brightness, you may trust, answers our ardor as it first englobes our vision, which in turn is amplified by what divine grace does to merit. When the flesh, made glorious with sacred pride, is put back onto us, our persons then will be more worthy, being more complete, so that the light the great good freely grants will grow, the light that makes us fit to meet his overwhelming grandeur with our glance. So vision will increase, and form that flame, then ardor too, and then the radiance. With any coal that glows white, it's the same. The glow outshines it, but its shape is kept. So the effulgence that surrounds us will be far surpassed by what in earth has slept, the buried flesh. But we, untroubled still, will simply have again to make us strong, our body's organs to abet the shell of light you see around the dancing song of our great joy. And so keen, truth to tell, did both those choirs appear to say, Amen, that they showed very clearly their deep need to have their bodies with them once again. Not for themselves alone, perhaps. Indeed, it might have been their parents they thought of, and everybody else they once had known, when they had lived, for whom they'd felt love, before they changed to endless flame alone. And then, behold, all round and more intense than what it framed, an unflecked brightness rose, the luster that the new day's imminence lends the horizon. And as at the close of day, new light starts showing through the sky until the real looks unreal, I began to see the first two rings encircled by a third of new souls. Mouth, do what you can. Describe the sparkling of the Holy Ghost. Eyes could not bear it. Suddenly it glowed beyond the prowess that my sight could boast. To help me see again, fair Beatrice showed her smiling face that beggars memory. My eyes gained strength and lifted, and I saw myself moved with my lady next to me, up to a plane exalted even more, of whose high ranking I was given proof by Mars, more rosy-colored than before it now seemed. With my heart not held aloof but fully yielded, I employed my tongue, befitting all the loving care and grace that lit the favors I was now among, of one and all when making in that place the burning sacrifice to God. And still, it burned in my breast, though I knew it was accepted and propitious. For the spill of splendor was so shimmering because of two beams, and so roseate, I said, Divine sun that so glorifies this! As the galaxy, by lights inhabited, those lights pricked out, both big and little, has a way of whitening between the poles, spaced out at each end of the universe, that puzzles still the very wisest souls. How did it gather? When will it disperse, this river in the sky? The two beams made, thus constellated in the depths of Mars, the venerable sign which is displayed by quadrants in a circle when crossed bars form the Greek cross. And here my skill must bow to memory. For that cross, so said Christ, in flames of glory, that I don't know how to find comparison. Who follows Christ by taking up a cross must yet forgive all that I leave untold. When in that dawn he sees Christ's outline come alight and live. Between the peak and base, from horn to horn, lights moved that sparkled as they met and passed brightly, as here we see the particles of matter in the sunbeam, slow and fast, straight and askew, and think a light breeze lulls or lifts them, altering how they appear inside the shaft that sometimes streaks the dark that we devise with cunning from our fear of day undimmed. And as we might remark, how harp and viol, strung with many chords in harmony, touch us with their sweet chime, though we don't catch the tune their sound affords, for too much beauty does not give us time. So from that light a melody emerged, sent by the cross to hold me there entranced. Although the hymn's full meaning as it surged I mainly missed, but as the song advanced, I did perceive how plaudits formed its theme. The words arise and conquer I picked out, piercing suggestions of a general scheme, sure hints of what it must be all about. And I was moved to such love that till then nothing had bound me with so sweet a chain. My bold words here might seem excessive when it is remembered how with might and main I lavished praises on my lady's eyes, in which all my desires achieved their rest. But one who takes the time to realize that those twin living seals, which so attest to all of beauty, gained in strength with each ascent, and that in Mars I had not turned to see them once again, will quickly reach the sound decision that I might have earned exemption from reproof, having accused myself, and see that all I say is true. From there the holy pleasure is diffused, unchecked. Far from excluded, it pours through. As we climbed higher, the more pure it grew.